The background of this work is that currently we are moving towards literally every patient treated with an aromatase inhibitor. And clearly, while these drugs are obviously very effective, more effective than tamoxifen, and also better tolerated in many ways, they have one clear-cut limitation, and that's their effect on bone. Because they exert their positive effect in terms of keeping the cancer away by reducing estrogen. And this is not good for bone density, bone quality. And we were particularly interested in what happens to younger patients because they are used physiologically to higher levels of estrogen coming from their functioning ovaries. And that was why we undertook this study to first establish how severe is that treatment-induced bone loss, and second, can we prevent or treat it? And we basically found out that there is a significant loss. It's close to 15% on average in these premenopausal women treated with endocrine treatment. And it's even worse if you use the aromatase inhibitor in that setting. And yes, it can be prevented by application of zoledronic acid twice a year, which we believe is a very elegant and easy way to get rid of the problem.
Can you talk about the design and the eligibility of the overall study and the objectives of it and sort of where the bone study fits in?
So the overall study is a four-arm trial for premenopausal hormone receptor-positive breast cancer patients. They are treated with endocrine treatment alone. They can have, in this trial, preoperative chemotherapy in order to shrink the tumor to facilitate breast conservation, but there is no post-op chemotherapy involved in this trial because we have previously established that particularly the good prognosis subgroup of these patients can be treated without adjuvant chemotherapy. And these patients have gosarilin, all of them, plus tamoxifen versus, in a randomized way, tamoxifen versus anastrozole versus the two treatments plus zoledronic acid, respectively.
And how long does the treatment continue?
For 3 years. The treatment is for 3 years. This trial is basically aiming at establishing the value of the aromatase inhibitor for premenopausal patients, because so far the results were derived from postmenopausal patients. It will recruit 1,800 patients, and as of last week, we have accrued close to 1,400 of those. So the accrual will last for additional 18 months, approximately. The bone sub-study we did closed 18 months ago, and there are 401 patients in there, and they have repeated DEXA measurements of their bone density, both at lumbar spine and the trochanter. And this is where the results are from. So we have 3-year results from the bone sub-study.